Hi, welcome to America. I mean, the cast.
Hey, in case you couldn't tell, we had some problems saving this cast. We still edited it and put it up as it is, but it's not gonna sound wonderful. Sorry.
My name is Lucy, and with me are...
The Barman. Barman.
Oh, man, I'm Blaze.
Hi, I'm Isha.
It's Kulak.
I'm Seth.
I'm Sarma.
And I'm the Barman.
We practiced our alphabet, guys. Come on. So he made us a couple new names and one missing. Knight's had to quit at the last second, and we hate him for it. Man, do we hate him for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe he's
having Grudge.
And we decided to have two guests pop in. We're having Andrew C. pop in. Hello.
Hi.
And we've got Usarim on, and really, really, really want to talk about his Pokemon.
And I want to talk about how we are not the same person.
Yes, we're totally not.
So we talked to it, Mon.
Where are you guys again?
I'm Usarim, and he's Barton.
Oh, wait.
Hey, Usarim, do the Taj voice.
Satire for it.
And Lost Revenge, the game on the virtual console that was on the TurboGrafx 16. And that's pretty much my distraction. As well as Venture Brothers 2 on DVD. As well as... No!
This was no impression either. It's just he's naming off titles at this point.
Yeah. He used to have, like, his own part of the chat because that's how long his impressions would be.
They were all like, they're talking about, I was playing Yoshi, touching no.
No.
Did you go look for KK's song?
No.
It's a Yoshi touching go.
I know, but I don't know. I'm not going that far. It's not on your passes.
Alright, come on, Blaze. Got anything?
Well, I watched the other two DVDs of Saturn, and it's kind of noticeable how much the animation quality jumps at the beginning of Season 2. I mean, I didn't think I noticed it before, but it just kind of... It's a pretty big leap.
Is it better or worse?
A lot better, except for poor Loader, who looks really ugly.
For Loro.
Ask me.
He jumps in the roof too much.
And with the advent of better DS emulation, it got me into doing time attack stuff on Sonic Rush, but that didn't last long because I started goofing around on Altitude Limit and Deadline, which, yeah.
All time attack. Those are impossible to time attack.
I finished Act 1 of Altitude Limit finally, but Act 2 and Deadline Act 1 and 2, no way. Impossible.
That's going in
impossible.
And then I finally, after like 9 months, I re-hooked up my PlayStation 2 and then for head. Played about 30 minutes of Metal Gear Solid 3 and then I turned it off and pulled back my Xbox 360.
Yeah, actually, Metal Gear Solid 3, the online isn't there anymore, is it? They turned it off.
They did.
Well, I have a Model 1 PlayStation 2, so I don't have a modem anyway.
And it only works in the Special Edition, doesn't it?
I have the Special Edition.
Oh. Well, shut up then.
I never actually got to try the online port right then. That kind of sucked.
And when I rehooked my Xbox 360 back up, Ashuku, he wants me to call him that, but I'll call him Ashuku because it's everyone, but everyone on the Moogle Cavern knows him as. He let me borrow Jet Set Radio Future and Need for Speed Most Wanted. I haven't tried Need for Speed yet, but I've been playing Jet Set Radio Future and...
I can say excited about it too.
It's all brown.
Yeah, it's got this weird kind of muted color palette, and it's... Kind of makes me wish it was like the original Jet Set Radio more. But it's okay, I mean, I'm not going to stop playing it because it's awful. I'll finish it.
True Sonic fan.
It's awful, but I've got to play it through.
It's not awful, it's just it's not as good as the first one.
It's the 2K6.
Wow, true fan means something totally different to Sonic fans than it does to Transformers fans.
Place if you hadn't played the first one and you just picked up the second one as like your first Jet Set game, would you think it was better?
Well, me and Ashuka were talking about this, and he says everyone tells him how the first game is so much better, and he likes Jet Set Radio Future because it was the first one he played.
The original one, I could see you could go back and go, oh, it's all tanked for me.
And I actually went back to the first Jet Set Radio today, like, real quick, before the cast started. And it wasn't that bad. I kind of missed having the rail dancing where you accelerate, but that's pretty much it. Like, as far as differences, that I mean...
You get the rail dancing just about any new Sonic game now.
Except for 2K6, where it just decides to work, and sometimes it doesn't.
No, it works. You just gotta pace it a certain way.
It's not a weird pace. Even then, sometimes it's kind of weird.
What was that, Seth?
I said you're waging a losing battle here. People are convinced that Sonic 2K6 just doesn't work.
Okay.
Wait, so
about Sonic 2K6.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm good. No more. Go away.
Okay, alrighty. H-Hog, give us a Reuben.
Thanks. Well, it's been kind of slow week for me the last 1 or 2 weeks. I've mostly been going on with Castlevania, as I've been doing last time. And Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 2 as well. And
is that Portrait of Ruin?
Yes, Portrait of Ruin, indeed.
Uh-huh.
I should spoil stuff for...
Well, try to talk as vaguely as possible.
Okay, there are two vampire people, and they are now, no longer vampire people.
Yay.
That's always a good problem.
Yay.
Exactly. A game I've actually picked up just yesterday is Hotel Dusk Room 215. And I've only just started playing it today. It's a bit too early to have a real definite opinion on it, of course, but so far I kind of like it. It's the artwork's well, and yeah, it's pretty good writing, definitely.
So it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I
played the demo just like yesterday off of a download station. And it had basically a demo of a conversation, and I played it through, and it said I didn't get enough conversation points, and it wanted me to retry this long chatter. Does it, like, do that a lot to you in the game, or, like, you fail conversations a lot?
I've talked to people, and when they are doing their talking thing, sometimes a little icon appears, which causes, if you tap it, you can expand on the subject that is currently being discussed. And, yeah, that's, if you don't do that, then the topic apparently just passes and you move on to something else.
You always have to pick the nice answer, I guess, then, because I did it too, but not the third.
Well, there's some nice answers, but some of them are like...
Right, there are indeed mostly nice and somewhat snarky answers, indeed. I've usually picked the nice answers because, yeah, I don't want to get a game over, obviously.
But you want to say the bad thing.
Sometimes, maybe. I'm sort of thinking of starting a separate save game because there's like 3 save slots. One save game, I'm just going to misbehave all I can.
Yeah. And you either doing nice and pulling off progress, or you can fail.
Why do they give you the choice if you're just, you know, if you can't really choose the other option?
Because sometimes you don't know. You have to know. It's a little bit
true. Sometimes the game just kind of throws you a curveball. When you think you're supposed to answer one thing, you're actually... the other answer is the option to choose or something. It's not always as obvious which answer you're going to have to pick.
Okay. So is there anything else on the HR agenda?
Nope, not really. Like I said, it's been a bit of slow 2 weeks.
Ah, that's alright, then we can help people.
Yeah.
I'll just go through mine real quick, because I'm a chatterbox. So Paper Mario, we're not doing this as a topic, right? Okay, so I'll just chatter mine real quick. I beat it, and...
I hate you.
Yeah. Actually, I've beaten this pretty much every major thing in the game, all the other side quests and everything. And 3 hours is just about right for just basically getting everything at an okay pace. Kind of, it's like people ask me, they're like, oh yeah, you know, 3 hours usually works out to like 15 to something, that's what we're doing. But I'm a platformer gamer, and I still just pretty much 30 hours Okay. It was definitely like the plot. You could kind of see it coming from like 6 miles away. But there were a couple of little interesting twists. And they did something for the final boss fight, which kind of surprised me, but made sense for how it relates to earlier in the game. You know, how things are set up. Of course, trying to speak into spoilers as a, non-spoilers as a game. Actually, level 8. World 8 is a little bit annoying because it's hard to sometimes see and make out some of the details in it you need to make out. It's got a lot of different puzzles because it's the final world and he was testing you all the things you've known before. And the worst part is when you've got like 16 different, you know, 11 helpers, 11 pixels, and like all these different moves between all these different characters, and you forget that like the one thing you need to do is point the friggin' pointer at the screen to find the hidden door. So I'm walking back and forth doing all these things, looking for cracks, looking for, you know, well, if I turn 3 here, and if I use this move here, well, maybe I need to flip this thing over, and it's like, no, I just need to use the freaking pointer to get through. So, that gets irritating, but it was a good little enjoyable romp. I would say it's not hard, but it's worth it for the experience. And the treehouse, you know, the Nintendo America translators or whatever, they must have had a ball writing this thing. I swear they must have just deliberately rewrote a lot of it, but they did a good job. They really were poking at, you know, everyone's heard about the, you know, I post on message board about games that haven't even played.
They even mentioned that in an EGM.
Yeah, but there's like all these other quotes and like especially through that level but other levels too. And they make like there's one character you fight whose name is like over the fireball. And he's like, no one has ever managed to jump me, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you beat him, and he goes, you must have used a cheat, you know, an exploit. You're a sequence breaker, or something like that. I'm like, oh, man. But, you know what a sequence breaker, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a couple of references like that, so they obviously just had their stuff together, and they were teasing every single. I think in ways people don't usually expect Nintendo to tease people. That's not really harsh. It's just like, you know, you just laugh at shit unexpected.
It's poking fun.
Yes.
That line about how I play games, and I mean, I complain about games I've never played, that was not from the Treehouse. Apparently, the word is that it was originally from the developers, or at least that's what Nate Bill Worth, or whatever his name is, said in an interview. So there you go. Japanese are mad at us.
Oh, they're mad at us. But, and of course they were a little bummed because that DS, you know, everyone got really excited. And to be honest, they could have thrown in a really easy functionality there. Not the US, but, you know, just in general, the designers. That DS connectivity, everyone expected with the cooking area.
Yeah.
And that was just literally was just a menu option. It's like the Game Boy bar. You know, you're not actually like a Game Boy. It just looks like a DS.
Yeah, it looks.
Yeah, it would have been clever if they'd done that, though, but...
Yeah. Okay. I didn't take this long, geez.
Yeah, well, you should have. Okay, I'll crack through quicker then. Kim Possible, what's the Switch? I've been playing a little bit of that. It's actually... Kim Possible, what's the Switch? It's a licensed game. And it actually is... It's actually, right? Yes. Yes, too. The actual, first of all, the animation and stuff like that was really good. For, like, a kind of, you know, for a PS2 game, it is a little low-res, like, it's, like, anti-aliasing or something, but the actual way they modeled the characters and the animation and things like that in the cinemas, they really did a damn good job. It looks better than Beautiful Joe, which is kind of stalking. I mean, it's not got as much going on, probably, but it's, they nailed the look, and it's decent, kind of semi-platformer fighter thing going on. The enemies did in some cheap hits sometimes, and I don't like that so much, but it's pretty enjoyable. It's definitely one of the better licensed games, and if you get it for cheap, you know, you might get a kick out of it. I got it for like... Sorry, what?
Go on.
I got it for like $12 or something like that.
I've heard good things about it. Like, people say it's one of those secret good games where you don't expect it to be very good at all because it's licensed, but it ends up being really... playable and decent and good.
I've heard that about the Kim Possible games for the GBA too, not the DS one. PSP was crap, but the EA games kind of played, people kept comparing, like, Bionic Commando and things like that, so I pointed it out as a shot. Yeah, it's like, you get these nice little surprises sometimes, you're like, oh, license crap, whatever, and it's awesome, you're like, no it isn't, and then you play like, oh crap, it's kind of cool.
It's
not perfect, but it's one of those things. It's one of those things you kind of wish some other developers would be able to do some of the things that are in this game so naturally. You know, just the motion and everything. I went and saw the Video Games Live concert. Just came to Columbus yesterday. It was pretty epic. It wasn't perfect, and you know, Tommy's up there, and he's attention whore, and he kept changing shirts like every single time he came out. Like he'd be in a different shirt. One of the things that hurts it the most, besides the fact that the laser lights in the Ellie's car show kept going right at my eyes for a long period of time, and back up.
I swear, I had eye surgery.
Yeah, I had a headache by the end of it. I really had a major headache. Square won't allow them to use video or, pictures from, from their properties, even if they're using the music. So, and there's, like, three different different songs. So, you get really disappointed. Only one has any video, and it's the Kingdom Hearts sound, which they just basically put with Disney footage. They didn't put it with any of the Kingdom Hearts actual video.
That's weird. Why would they do that?
It's
because they think you could.
Japanese companies are funny about how their products are shown. On a side thing, basically. It's like trying to rent a Toho film. It's like this movie theater nearby, Spider-Man 1. A little different, anyway. It's distributed by Toho. We were trying to rent Battle Royale, the original Japanese one. And basically, it costs about 3 times the amount to rent from them as from any other, distributor. And they're really, really big. About how the film is shown, so they're just—it's just one of those, I guess, things about presentation. They really care, and they're not in a position to check it out so easily. So I guess they just must get really restrictive. But they punched up a really good mix of like Sonic music. Like they did—they picked a couple weird songs, but they punched them all up really well during this medley. Let's see. First of all, they did the initial Sega chime with this whole chorus, which is kind of and it was us whole group saying it, and then they had Green Hill Zone. I can't even name them all. It wasn't Emerald Zone X. It was, I think it was Oil Ocean, and it was Chemical Plant X, and then I remember Hydro City or something. They went up, kind of up. They played like last footage they showed was from Sonic Heroes, but they didn't actually play Sonic Heroes music. All the other footage. Yes, my little Melly. The other footage was like played by people who actually knew how to play the games. The Sonic footage was played by somebody who had no idea how to play Sonic games. I'm jumping into spikes now. Ow.
That arcade
video. Yeah.
And if you guys ever go to the video game club, you guys ever go to these freaking concerts, the first game they ask someone to play, they won't tell you what it is. I guess it's Space Invaders. I blank on the name now. But what they do is they put a t-shirt on you, and they track your motion. And that's really a pain in the ass to try to win that one, so, don't do that. The second game now for you to do, it's Frogger, do it. Oh my god, raise your hand and do it, because they're offering a $2,500 laptop for the winner, and no one would know. And everyone was scared, like, they're going to make you, like, hop like a frog or something, people didn't raise their hands so much. The two people got up, and the first one played, like, a complete, I know Frogger, and he just completely died. So miserably. And then the other guy just kind of did okay, and he got a freaking $2,500 laptop. So, if they, after the first phase of it, if they talk about, doing next game, if they even say it's far, raise your freaking hand.
I'm actually pretty good at Frogger, so,
yeah. So, if I had known, I would have been like, please. The only other thing I'll say about it is, I think there was something special at our concert, but it could just be something they just do whenever it's available. They have like a three-story pipe organ or something like that at the place where they play the concert. So they did. The guy who does the piano, Mario Piano Pass, blanking on his name, he was blindfolded and he did all the Mario Piano really fast. He does the concert. He works with the concert. He does a couple things in there. He did a Castlevania medley on the pipe organ. So that was kind of
epic. I bet that was rock.
I mean, it wasn't the most wonderful thing ever, but it was still kind of cool. And I guess, you know, they probably won't do it in any locations since they may not all have pipe organs, basically, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool.
Still, Castlevania music and actual pipe organ, that's kind of pretty epic.
Yeah. But, you know, he was good, but the kid who plays piano, but he did still miss some beats and things. I think he had trouble, like, toning his timing down. He kept wanting to do songs really fast.
Alright.
So, you know, and he's playing on a pipe organ, so it's not quite perfect.
Yes, it is.
The Legend of Zelda stuff they did. I'm sorry, I'm talking too long. They showed beta footage with it, just old trailers from Twilight Princess, and it's like, you know, that's not even in the game anymore. You copy the video. But okay. I won't talk about the last thing. So, who's next?
Question about experience.
Zeph? Alright, Zeph, talk about yourself.
I am very pretty. Are
you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're kind of cutting a little bit out, so that's why we're all kind of hesitant.
Yeah, Skype is being really, really annoying at the current
moment. I'm just mad you're not hosting, aren't you?
When is Skype ever not annoying?
Well, I think it's having a memory leak right now, because you see the chat was updated at all. I'm not even sure if you people got my messages. I'll be back in just a minute.
Okay.
Alrighty, I guess you're sorry, Mon. Tell us about yourself.
Oh boy. Lately, what did I do? I bought a 64. And I came to Pokemon Stadium. So I played that. And I picked up an Atari. And I have like 30 games for that now.
See?
Missile Command. Or Asteroids. There's only like three games I really get. I do have EC too. The worst one I played actually is Superman. I've never played that.
It's like a universal constant. Superman games are bad.
It's really bad. And then of course I bought Pokemon Emerald to prepare for my purchase of the Pokemon Diamond. I played that like crazy.
Barman is only 2 hours.
Yeah, I have like 48 hours in Diamond.
If you're the same person, how can that be? You take turns on personality time?
It takes time to balance the cost of hand.
Well, yeah, what are the different people?
A lot of us are favorite for you.
What else besides
Yoshi Touch and Go? That's all I play. I'm literally anything else. I have all these millions of systems, I just don't play.
Well, do you want to regale us with how your name
comes? Oh, no, I don't. I hate that story. Nobody needs to hear it.
Okay.
You can just paste it in from
here.
Yeah, we'll just copy paste it, yeah. No one will ever know.
Seamless editing. Do you think this stuff is bad yet?
Doesn't seem like it.
One thing I forgot to mention on mine.
Yes.
Is the latest backwards compatibility update for the Xbox 360 is kind of crap. Jetset Radio Future doesn't work very good because there's a lot of slowdown. It's like worse than Sonic 2K6 and stuff.
Damn.
Well, I heard that, Ninja Gaiden had a similar problem. They list it as, you know, it's working, but it doesn't, you know, work at full speed.
Ninja Gaiden is the only Xbox game I've played on the Xbox 360 that has worked 100% flawlessly so far.
Must be that you had him black then.
Yeah, I've heard that has problem with the simulation.
What simulation?
NES simulation, because you can play the first three Ninja Gaiden games, apparently.
Alright.
Big move.
Now I knew I should have bought this.
I thought it had the trilogy game on there, not the initial like NES games, but like the Super NES port of the NES games.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't have black.
Black.
My things are recognition about my stuff. Oh, but no.
Hurry back, Seth. He's
kidding.
I'm talking about Alex Newcomb. I can go with one more thing. I did play some Warcraft 3 this week too.
Ooh.
I'm trapped in this one campaign. I can't get through it.
Yeah, too bad.
There's no way to tell they got to destroy it. I have to build it again.
Hello, Seth.
Hi.
It's very busy.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Have some careful editing. We're gonna put Seth right in front of each dog.
I know he's great. Hey. By the way, thank you for having everyone, you know, joining us and spending your time. I know. I know it takes time out of your day and everyone wants to play Doom. So I have a request for all people first before you do that.
Sweet.
Show me your Pokemans.
Pokemon! See, I heard you like mud chips.
Okay. There was... I have no idea what he said. There is...
He said an anime rally.
Now, they are, Mega Man, Battle Network, Cyberbeast, Gregor, and stuff. Wait, no. Is this something about emeralds and diamonds and other lucky charms? I can't remember.
Counterfeit Pokemon games.
Oh, I just heard myself.
Okay, so, who here has one of the Pokemon games that are recent?
Barkman totally does. And has an also. Except most of my time has been played with Fire Red, so I can catch up, like I said. But I spent some time.
It's about the first 2 hours, it's okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll let Bart go first because he'll probably remember that better than I will at the beginning.
Wasn't there more, too? Like, I thought someone else here had it.
Oh, well.
Or you could just, I guess, talk about what you're looking forward to.
And you usually wanted to get it, but. You want to talk
about Kyle, Mr. Coin.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Back out the last second. He's left us in a lurch.
He's damaged our conversation for years to come. Remind me why I bought this again. I mean,
because I told you to.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Wow.
My alter ego decided to actually get Pokemon, so I got jealous. I pretty much skipped out on gold, silver, and ruby, and sapphire games. But your crystals and emeralds and all that stuff. I'm talking about the regular editions and all that. I just didn't really bother to get into it because I'm not really one on multiplayer. And obviously one of the big editions that you can go online and fight against other people and trade. And so far I've had one battle, completely lost, because my Pokemon or test suck or whatever. That's pretty much it. I offer my 2 cents, except
you don't want to talk about it.
It's probably too, because what I'm talking about is like it's still way too similar to what people have been docking points from the games, because it's the same game we've been playing 4 times over.
Well, every Pokemon game is the same game, it's all the same purpose.
They all about that with the Sims. Why should they with Pokemon?
You're supposed to catch them all.
Wait, get a Pokemon? No, you got something else.
So, what are the names of the starters? The Chimchar, Wade and Pitbull.
Stop talking nonsense.
Chimichurri, chimichurri,
chimichurri. Well,
all I know is I love the giant metal death penguin.
Giant metal, but is that like the last evolution of the fifth thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't like seen Napoleon or something. Like, ain't that Napoleon?
I haven't seen the last one.
Poor child.
Pokemon is this, my game raised the number up to like 450 something?
I have 493.
Huh. Can you name them all in a Pokemon rap?
I think we're beyond that by now.
I can say the first 150. After the first 150, I really couldn't tell anything about it. So I don't know all the Pokemon from Gold, Silver.
But apparently they renumbered every Pokemon. Like, 25 is no longer Pikachu and all that.
Well, they have two different Pokexes in Emerald. I think you can swap over to the old one, old version, and then the newer one.
Yeah, it's the Pokedex, and then there's the National Pokedex.
Yeah.
It's laziness. Pop out.
It's only so they can squeeze in the pre-evolutions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's called the National Dex because it includes Pokemon from other countries.
Yeah.
The one that just has the Pokemon from this country is not the National Dex.
Great.
So I was kind of disappointed with one in the 3D. I was like, oh boy, 3D, so I can like turn the camera now, right?
That's it.
That was my game. They're gonna hide stuff my abilities. I'll be able to turn the camera and find new things and know.
Yeah, you expected to put effort into that.
But they did hide some people behind stuff like.
They do use the tree occasionally in like an interesting way, like the gym with the trees. They turn the camera down so you can't see beyond the trees and they hide things behind it. And then there's some other ones where you're going up and down different floors and that kind of stuff. It's cool for a second. I thought I just went up on an elevator.
I do that in hotels all the time.
Wow.
My favorite thing is that you can run inside buildings now. If you couldn't run in a building before, it's like, oh, well,
yeah,
you walk around.
At last.
And maybe
the next game you can ride a bike in a building.
That would be crazy. Crazy talk.
So, you're on Professor Oak, telepathically reminding your trainer, that's not the time to use it.
Yeah.
I just pause you around.
What else? Better graphics. The music is definitely better. Higher quality.
But they still got the little baby chirps on the Pokemon.
Yeah, well, they didn't change the cries of the older Pokemon, but the newer ones are slightly better.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, for the United States, they just said it's over. Yeah. They're always either really high and screechy and annoying, or they're just low blasts of nothing. What is that?
It's a
Geodude.
Got
a Geodude.
Yeah.
I think Geodude sounds identical to Pidgey.
The Pokemon app. I got the Pokemon app. It's got all different applications for, like, the calculator. Basically, they don't expect you to use it too. There is a gym where you answer questions that are math questions, and I was like, why not get math and go in the wrong door to fight the trainer? And he's like, well, did you use your calculator? I was like,
So it was made for just that one gym?
Yeah, it's like for that one place you could use it. I don't know, what, are you going to use it in school or something? Okay, I have my calculator with me.
Calculators.
I just have the timer on all the time because it's
amazing.
Well, I like the step counter. I said I can see how many steps it takes to hatch my eggs and whatever. And, what else is there? They got something where you can see how much of your Pokemon like you, where the berries are. I haven't really gone collecting berries. I suspect if I did, it might be useful. Red bike is different. There's no longer two bikes like there was in the old and all that. It's one bike with two speeds.
Two slow and
speeds.
Yeah, slow and ridiculously fast.
You're crashing walls.
But that's how you turn it to slow. You're like, yeah, I'll believe me, go.
It can't actually crash the bike.
No, you can't crash the bike. I don't know.
If only.
Yeah, it's only if the player in the shootout and electrocute your bike.
I demand a refund. This isn't an accurate simulation of Pokemon at all.
Oh, and the HMs are different. They have some new HMs. Defog. There's only one place that you use that. And it's where there's some fog. What does it do in battle? It sucks, is what it does. That's definitely
understandably.
what's the other one? New one? Rock climb. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is very rocky part. Do you want to use rock climb? Yeah, I do.
That's what you use it for? I thought it was...
Yeah. And I was like trying to figure out how that really affects them. When you use it in battle, does your Pokemon like climb on the other Pokemon?
I'm going to say I'm just relax. Let's get Snorlax. There's Snorlax. Oh, nice. Now, I heard about the trend of Japanese players trading really strong Pokemon for the weak U.S. Pokemon because Japanese game can't enter U.S. characters, and they're apparently like cool to have an English name Pokemon or something like that. Well, they're basically giving away these really high-level characters just so they can have a character that says probably like Poophead or something.
I got all three starters in like the first 2 hours just by trading online to Japanese players.
Yeah, I haven't been able to go online yet. Tomorrow I'm hoping to get around to it. My Nintendo WFC USB thing is a waste of money.
A waste of money.
Yeah, every time I install it, it kills my internet. If my internet doesn't work,
Yeah,
I'm taking that back. All my $32 back.
So those things are expensive, aren't they?
They're about the price of a regular new DS game.
Yeah, but I'll get a new VA not soon.
You better. Would you recommend this as a starter game for someone who's never played Pokemon seriously before?
Sure.
I guess. Because everything is it's so much better if you went back and played something else. One of those old like, Game Boy games. This is not...
Well, I haven't even picked up that 3D.
Cool.
Actually, battles seem to move a little at a much slower pace, I've noticed. I mean, decisions like take a while to load. Or the Pokemon make a move and stuff like that. And I'm playing Fire Red at the same time, or most of the time. And like 2-on-2 battles, like they last like 10 minutes on my DS version. And it's like, God, I just wanted to catch this one person, one Pokemon, and my partner character killed it. She's an ass.
You're gonna kidnap her.
I've heard from other people that they said it was slow. I guess since I haven't played the other ones, I couldn't really say that if it's slower or faster. I have all the stuff turned off, I have the animations turned off, and
speed doesn't even slow down.
Test speed's the highest. I don't know why they put it as slow or normal. It's like, you know you want it on fast. It's not slow, but, I can't see anything fast.
You can't be very fast.
But even then, you have to press something before the text goes on anyway.
We'll never get past that gym for math equations. Division? Oh, God!
I can tell you the secret. It's right, middle, left, right.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Spoilers!
Yeah, spoilers. Because who cares? You're gonna want to go fight the trainers anyway, right? You want the experience. So who cares?
Yeah. True.
Your girl doesn't need maths.
Because I thought I was so awesome that I would just go against all the questions right and go right to the end and win. But that did not happen. I went to the end and I lost horribly. So I was like, I just want to get some more experience. And I ended up failing that person like 5 times before I won. I was just under 1.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
Does anyone else have anything to say about the Pokemans?
I want it. It'd be nice to own.
Yeah. I might have it by Monday.
Curse you!
I'm going to go out shopping on Monday for it. Also, that's probably not the best use of my time.
I got $1 off mine for pre-ordering it on Amazon.
Amazing.
And watch you, Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, I got crazy.
$1.
I should probably say, when I went to buy the game, I wanted to see if Best Buy had those pins on clearance. Because, you know, you're not a pocket mania unless you get the pins. Yeah, I didn't get the pins. They didn't have any. All they had was Diamond and Pearl. So I just had to pick between Diamond and Pearl. So that's my favorite color. They have one of the cartridges. Yes, that's...
You know, I haven't played about that some more.
That was lame.
Weak.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, but they wanted to give me the pen, but I'm like, I was like, hey, you're relevant. That was real good pen. And I was like, yes. And I clicked on it, and it was like, all you gotta do is give us $2. And I was like, no.
You showed off right there.
Well, I don't have any money left. They took all my money when they charged me for the game.
You have any money, right? I'm sorry, I'll never say it again.
No.
Don't talk. You're not here for talking, you're here for your looks.
Looks on it. Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know what the goggles do. Yeah, I got stuff like that enabled.
The sexiness just transmits into the cast.
I have had to use that FAQ for it twice.
Mm-hmm. You back, Pokemon?
I went to sleep, and after I had done something, I woke up the next day and I couldn't remember what the hell I was doing.
It's like being drunk.
What was that? I'll be standing here in the middle of the field, and I had like walked around for like 4 hours trying to figure out what to do. I was like, okay, I'm opening this up. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, the guy ran away, you can chase him to the right. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Your friend ditches you out in the field and you have to go home.
And then the other thing was, I didn't know I could or where I was supposed to get strength. And I just went out and I was like, oh, you get strength in this place. I was like, yeah. No. Not, I needed to get VHM. I didn't know where it was. It was in a spot that I had.
Never mind.
We don't respect your gamer ability at all now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let's move on to Pirates.
Arr, me orgies.
Arr, it's no good. I was in Sea Hounds last thing I knew.
Requisite Pirates of Time. Check. Okay. Sonic Rush Adventure.
Mysterious game. That has Sonic.
And Pirates.
And
Adventure.
And Tails is there too.
But we haven't seen Tails yet, have we?
Please.
Mission the
Precious.
Tails.
But there's a confusing picture which has Blaze and a new raccoon character in it.
Which may or may not actually exist.
We're not sure yet. Is it Green edited? Or is it someone new?
It's Mario.
And then the Sonic game was out, and Tails wasn't in it. Would you be disappointed?
I think not.
There are a lot of people that would be.
Actually, I like Tails when he's done right, you know, obviously. Yeah. It's, you know, when they shoved him in 2K6 is when you're like, ah, no, God.
These spring boxes. Why do I have all these things?
You got my Tails. That's right, Tails. You shattered my soul.
Hey, that's my line. Oh.
Well, then you should have used it before I had the chance.
It's not about levers, it's about the new key.
So, I know.
How do you bring the leaf power up?
How do you keep?
So, so where did the history of the title come from? Like, where was it first discovered besides the press release?
Trademark first, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trademark office.
And then, on a board discussion after 5 pages, there was a press release.
It's like,
what could it be?
How much will it suck? What days will it suck?
How can we not make it suck in the future?
He's going back to his roots in an all-new game that has nothing to do with his roots.
Yeah.
Did people point out, though, that they said that they were going to try to do that on the 360 and the PS3?
Yeah, I was joking.
I know, but just for clarification for our audiences, no need to get snooty.
Well,
one of the
actually,
first...
Oh, sorry.
So, it's going back to his roots, so you're just going to press right.
Just move right in all stages.
The games were complicated, but they were really specially designed. You know,
they were specially designed to be simple and fun.
Yes, she's right.
There were no pits in the original game.
I never jumped.
I never said there were no pits in the original game. It's just not as calm.
The entire bottom of Green Hill Zone is a pit. If you walk off the platform the wrong way, you will die.
Yes. I just had an alpha of it where if you press right once, you die. I was really bad about that.
You were tricking the wrong spot.
You die.
Oops.
Kill the wrong enemy.
That's almost the game I should deal with radar. You know, the other game they put on radar and it's like you move in 2 inches a minute, so you know, you don't need it, but you know, a Sonic game, a wide radar thing would actually make sense.
Because you can see what's in front of you more.
Then you never
die.
Please make the screen zoom out or something, because Sonic didn't have much room, even though he has top screen and bottom screen.
It was really Sonic a green fisheye lens effect.
Yeah.
Can't see through Sonic's fat head.
So, in this new game, there's going to be treasure hunting with Chetskis.
I don't know what to make of that at all, because it just sounds so bizarre.
Well, it seems like they got, like, I'm wondering if it's, like, sort of like a semi-replacement for the special stages, but a bit more, like, important to the game. Like, because they show, like, a little trick counter on there, so maybe it's just more sports-style game instead of, you know, platformer. You're going to die by hitting 12 rocks.
Or if you lose too much speed, Sonic falls in the water and you can't go to the next stage.
I've got an idea. How about instead of Sonic using jet skis, he goes super? How many times has this man collected the emeralds? I think he's allowed to go super, like, sometime.
They're radiating.
Keep them, he just broke.
This is why he'll never make any Sonic King. I mean, really.
You can only talk DBZ after several levels. I guess we don't have much to talk about this game, do we?
There's not much to talk about it.
And all we can say is, it'll suck, or please give it a chance and play it first. I mean, those are the standard answers, and it's really all you're going to get.
This is the first Sonic handheld game developed in years that's not being done by GIMS. It was done Sonic Advance 1, Sonic Advance 2, Sonic Advance 3, and, wait for it, Sonic Rush.
But didn't Sonic Team work closer with them for some of the Sonic Advance games, like 2, I think, or maybe 3?
It's fuzzy. Nobody really knows. There's conflicting parts everywhere on everything.
Watch this one be my toes or something. The secret development.
T-O-S-E, not T-O-E-S.
Damn.
Yeah. Alright then. Well, here's the last question then. Do you think the raccoon character is real?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. All they ever do is make new characters for Sonic games these days.
They said the last game sucked. We need to make a new character.
Yeah.
Really
so good at Hedgehog.
Same starfish is that it'll be great.
I think we just make every hedgehog with a color. Alright, we got red the hedgehog, yeah. Blue
Boo the Hedgehog.
More Sonic.
Rainbow the Hedgehog.
Oh, wow.
Not Rainbow the Hedgehog.
My fur has rainbow marked all over my fur.
Hypersonic. I thought of that too, but... Yeah. Yeah, but he's flashing all colors. He's not all colors at once.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, he doesn't have Unity. He just pretends to be one all different. How am I going with this? Okay. Does anyone want to talk about Monolith being bought by Nintendo?
Monolith got bought by Nintendo.
The end.
Is it?
What's the difference
between this monolith and the one who made games like Subterra Core? Like,
One's Japanese, North American.
Yeah, I suppose. Why do they have the same names? Why do they have to confuse me like that?
Because
one's Japanese.
Because that's just how it works.
Oh, yeah. One's Monolith Soft and one's just Monolith.
I can't find that.
Why not? There's your difference.
One made Sinosat, and one made Get Miserable. Yeah. It's like, when you're here.
Is anyone looking for me? They do. Is anyone looking forward to Disaster?
I haven't heard this until someone mentioned Monolith.
Have you even seen screenshots of what Disaster looks like?
We've seen one screenshot. And there was a guy by a railing over some lava, I think.
Yeah, there's buildings, and they're clashing in the water.
No, that's art. That's different. That's they really are.
But it was animated art.
No, because that was Wolverine.
I keep going to say sadness, but it's really different games. Not the same. No. Stupid. No.
Sadness is like this internet joke.
Alright. Sadness gave remorse.
I guess we'll just switch to the last topic then. How about that? Everyone have okay, Andrew Zico.
What? Oh, man.
No.
I know. Topic.
All I can say is Vertica.
Oh, yeah, that's not how it's said.
Yeah, we can't make Jew jokes then.
Okay. Virtual console. Why not?
Why not?
It's kinda everyone's had their own reactions as to what Nintendo has done with it, what should be on there, what isn't on there. So, actually, let's just correct that list since we haven't covered a lot of the other topics. First of all, you know, if you have a Wii, whether or not you have it, and if so, what do you think of the Virtual Console? What games do you think it should be on there? Or what do you think they should do to make it better? Starting with you, Andrew.
I have no Wii internet access because my Wii is at home where we have the crap heater.
Alex, you're worried about this crap heater. You're not at home.
Fortunately, we don't call it that crap. It runs on Windows 98 because that was new when we got it.
I think I'm starting to see the extent of what you mean.
Boy, Virtual Console's magic stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't even hook up like a wireless router to it or anything?
I probably could, but that would require me to have a wireless router, which would require me to buy one, which would require money.
About $30, you can get a decent USB one. You know, that's what the Nintendo
They're $30 less than...
Actually, but the Wii lined up yesterday as well. Apparently, sorry.
Did you get the official one or the
I think the official one. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I got an official, too. I suck. Not the USB device. I mean, the wired connection.
Because I heard actually the connection is more stable, it's faster when you use that.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes.
You can't use wireless.
It doesn't have to pick it from the air.
And less interference from wireless devices.
Because that's how wireless works.
Yeah, I love H's grasp of internet technology. It's amazing. Shh, my net.
It's high technical.
It's blessed to get some best from out of the space. It's... I was waiting for that one.
Alright, okay then, Bartman, you seem to have some experience with the Virtual Console. What do you think of the titles on it? How would you improve it, etc.?
Some experience. He has some experience because he buys every game.
Yeah, this man's like
every game.
Not every game. How many have you not bought? One.
Well, I have the majority of them. I have 30 games. I've wasted $100. That's nowhere near what is all the service.
It's not my mission.
At two.
But of course, that's economic.
So, what do you think of it?
It's okay.
Jeez.
I'll say it's what's pretty much kept my Wii afloat ever since launch, because all I got, I mean, I have like 10 games for it, and I play only like zero. I mean, yeah, Zelda, it's great, it's over, I'm moving on. But I steal, which is crap, all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much buying all the games that I have never bought, so I have never once played Contra or a regular, well, you know, I played a regular Castlevania game before, but I mean, like, you know, TurboGrafx, stuff like that. All this stuff is new to me. Except for Mario Kart, but I buy 5 times over.
For no reason.
Do you think it can be improved somehow?
Well, definitely. They need to have a better way of accessing external storage. I know, I mean, you can transfer your games to an SD card, but it's pretty much... I mean, other than the fact that they won't support it, part of it has to do with the fact that it's really slow trying to read off the SD card. It's just fine, and there's faster ones built or something like that, but I get to find one, because I've only bought one.
Well, my Excitron reads were, MP3s off the SD card just fine. It takes about a second or two to load it up, that's about it.
That's your SD card. What about my SD card?
It's a Jimmy SanDisk card.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they need to, let you know what's, well, I don't know. I mean,
it's right to the point.
Yeah. So they released, like, 3 games, at least in America, each week. It wouldn't be so bad if, like, some of the games were total trash. Or, in, like,
champion.
Yeah. Worst week ever, baseball and urban champion. Better Columba Cole than your stocking from Nintendo. No. But, obviously I spent like $100, so I cannot say it's been a complete waste, because other than games I've never played before, I get some games back that I have lost over time, like Ninja Turtles on the NES. Yes, it was that important. Shut up.
No, that was terrible.
Not only that, they had to spike the charge by $1, so I'd pay $6 for a really crappy NES game.
Well, what do you buy it then?
I want to get past the DM. I want to get past the DM level and actually beat it. I got up to the Technodrome and lost all my turtles.
Oh, yes. Raphael is dead. Who will go next?
Not gonna
tell us how they say. Got caught. He got caught.
Who's going next? You have my support.
Well, actually, it was a question for you, but you sat there probably then about 30 times. What do you think of the progress thing? Like the countdown with the coins and everything?
Oh, yeah.
That's
cute. Although, it'd be kind of cool if it wasn't just Mario, since, you know, they like to pour out Mario
all the time, but, you know, it's a Halo vision, and you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, because isn't there one like Mario and Luigi swinging that's kind of rare?
Really?
I never had that one.
Yeah, they had it on the internet homepage when they were talking about it. But the link was even broken, so I couldn't watch it. In the video, but...
Well, when I spend hundreds more dollars on NES games that are crap, I'll let you know. But for now, I only like doing it as if it's Fire Mario. I just mash it any button, no matter what. Can't have hope, but shoot fireballs if nothing.
I'm kidding me here.
Alright. Damn you, awesome.
Please, on your Wii, have you enjoyed
Well, there is a game that I wouldn't mind seeing on Virtual Console, should I ever get a Wii, and that's Beetle Adventure Racing.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
It's the best racing game ever.
I heard people...
I have never heard of it.
Like old
systems?
Only 64. It's by Electronic Arts, and it has the coolest track design of any racing game ever, because it's kind of realistic, but it's all these fantasy locations, and it emphasizes more fun than it does realism.
It's like Trackmania.
No, there's not like all these crazy loop-de-loops or anything, but one set on an island, and you go inside a volcano, and there's like a dragon in there, and on the outside of the island is like this Jurassic Park kind of setup where there's electric fences and a giant T-Rex head will come out of the jungle and try and bite you. It's just really awesome. Lots of alternate shortcuts, big tracks. I just love it.
Well, it was said that it appeared on the ESRB, so maybe it's going to come, but one never knows. You just have to settle with F0X and call it a day.
I wonder if they're going to include or somehow offer the expansion, which included stereo music and, the track.
Predator.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure they're not. Because they're like, oh, that's a car's effort. And who knows about quick money?
There you go.
True.
Yeah. So there's one for the...
Hedgehog. How about you?
Well, let's see.
You actually bought a game on the Virtual Console?
Yes, I have, actually. I have, let me think. I have Alien Crush. Because, it's more for my mom because she really likes pinball games. I've actually considered buying a Godly pinball, collection thing. But anyway, until that time, Alien Crush will be. I've got, let's see, what was it again? Dragon's Curse was my most recent purchase. It's actually just Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap, only it's graphically somewhat superior. I've got Mario Kart 64, I think, yes. And...
They ever fixed the speed problems with that, with multiplayer?
No.
I think there's an update on it, but I haven't actually updated it yet.
The Barman is checking for updates now.
Oh, okay.
It could be different in regional areas, because I know a bunch of NES games were given updates for some reason. But there's a speed issue in like Moo Moo Farm on 3 players that goes insane fast.
Yeah, I've actually tried it out. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. I try to play games with people. What's up?
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yeah.
The stage actually remains pretty damn well playable. It's really
It makes you wonder what kind of hack they used in the original development to make that happen on the emulator. Like, you know, something wasn't limited, so now it just shoots all the way off versus the other stages, which work fine.
Yeah, I think it's the way, I think the way they programmed the original level, as far as I heard, is that because of the actual limitations of the Nintendo 64, the stage would actually play at regular speed,
right.
But, yeah,
Because the Wii is a, of course, much more powerful console. Yes. Yes.
It's less popular on Master System, don't you forget it. PS3 for the win.
Master System? It's funny you should mention that. I actually would love to see Master System games on the virtual console, but then, of course, you expect that from me.
Yeah, there's supposed to be all these other games, like MSX, which is, I guess, they're only good in Japan at this point, I don't know, and the television, all sort of stuff, and it's like, these are so easy, where are they? You know?
Heard something about Neo Geo as well.
Yes. I can't wait for you. I can't wait to hit Metal Slug 2 times now.
I gotta hit the PS Saturn games on there. I buy them like a war.
Fuck you!
PS Saturn. Oh, no, that's... It's all this crazy.
I would actually buy a dog if I'm such a loser like that. It was fun, but not the greatest one you could ever have.
They could, like, really get epic with Transcendental games. Anyway, I'm sorry, cutting in. So, what else do you have for... Do you want to just...
Let's see, R-Type, I guess. Yeah, I've got R-Type. And it's... hard.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I get stuck on, like, stage 3, and then I finally got past that in stage 4. It's like you gradually, that's pretty much your path for it. After you learn all the paths of the enemies and stuff like that, that's pretty much the how you can take advantage of the game.
I'm glad I eventually got to beat the first boss.
So, are you talking about all the games he bought? Yes, he does.
No. I was speaking for the casters.
That's an honor. You look at my hot picks when you get around back to me. Or never.
Okay, this is good, pretty low-key cast. But, so, is there anything you think about the original console you wish you had, or...
Me? Like I said, for the consoles that are now, I'm running out of blank here. I'm blanking out.
You stretched that too far. Jeff, do you have a Wii? I don't remember.
I have a Wii?
Yeah.
I have two Wiis.
Do you have two Wiis?
Chocoboy. Anyway. Yes, I have a Wii. Yes, I have internet access for the Wii.
Does Cat have a Wii?
What? Does Cat have a Wii?
Does Cat have a Wii?
She has a Wii and one, actually. But let's not get into that right now, eh?
NDRUSI.
What?
NDRUSI.
We're losing here.
Pretend I said equal, okay?
Okay.
Oh. I thought I was stopped making sense, but...
No one's making sense today. Okay, so, do you ever mess with the virtual console, Seth?
Yeah, I have virtual console games. Right now I have Sonic the Hedgehog 1, because I'm a Sonic whore. And I have Gunstar Heroes, because I've never legitimately owned the bloody game.
I do. I've done it 2 times.
Uh-huh. We've heard that about you.
But I'm going to say it again.
Please continue, Sap.
And, not too much to say about the virtual console. Not much has interested me lately. There's a whole bunch of Mario games that I could just, like, go to my friend's house and play if I really, really wanted to.
Work
for money on there that I've seen so far. I mean, if they had stuff like Chrono Trigger, I'd love that because I've never played Chrono Trigger before.
But, of course, Square Enix is sad. We don't believe that.
Yeah.
We want to sell our Game Boy ports. Why do I say that? That's what everybody says. Oh, wait. I'm nobody. Wait.
Are you done feeling sorry for yourself?
I don't know.
Like an emotional crisis at the moment.
Yeah, he's having that fight between himself and you. Sorry, Mom. Speaking
I still haven't heard them talk at the same time.
Okay. So, actually, yeah, the Usarimon, would you like to tell us about your virtual consoles if you do have a Wii?
Oh, yeah.
You don't?
No. I didn't have the money for it once. And I went down and I was all excited. I was going to get a Wii. And I got there, they did not have any.
We don't have any.
So I just bought a bunch of other crap instead.
Wow. That's a great plan.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I know, I'm not really totally aware of all the games that are out on the virtual console. But I thought there was some, because I have like 50-some NES games right here. And there's some of them I know are not on there. Like, Arcus's Ring. I think about games like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, this game.
Yes, it is. And although it only has, what, 32 levels, and then they just repeat, it's still really fun and awesome.
Yeah.
You go around with a little arrow, you get a little drill, you go around and shoot monsters, and you pick up, like, extend your health bar with, like, armor and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you get spells and things.
Yes.
Yes, it's crazy fun. It's one of my favorite games. Do they have, is Rampart on it?
No, there's not a lot of games on there.
Does it make me get Rampart? Is that, is a cool NES game I ever played?
Did you make it online? Actually, it is there's actually some on where Rampart?
Rampart, there's castles, and different castle, and it builds a wall.
Is it multiplayer Rampart, though?
Yes, it does have, multiplayer on it. I think it's up to 4 players.
3 players. 2 players on NES.
Was it? I thought it was more than that.
No. That would cost, effort.
You can get the controller adapter.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a sprite behind that.
It's been forever since I played it, so. But yeah, it's like one of my favorite games. I used to play against my brother all the time. What else? Yeah, Top Gun.
They don't have any pictures, like, you've established the point. They have, like, they have the Urban Champion, and that's about it. Two games.
Urban.
Yeah. Well, they have Chrysalis.
No.
They have the Mega Man games, maybe.
No.
They have Contra, though, right?
Yeah.
Contra
3D. Super
Mario 3. I thought they had some more stuff out.
That's what it is, though. That's what people are frustrated about. They're so... They have such a huge library from all these different consoles, and they keep, like, going, okay, here's 2 titles this week, and this one is, you know, this obscure crappy one you don't care about, and this is one you mildly care about.
Yeah, man, too. So you got your NES game, where they have to do just like, okay, we want to use this one now, and then they just throw it out there right there, and you got the emulator or whatever.
That's right, it's just...
So,
they test it.
The NES list right in front of me here, the NES list is... Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, Mario Bros., Pinball, Soccer, Solomon Ski, Wario Woods, Donkey Kong Jr., Ice Hockey, Tennis, Super Mario Bros., Baseball, Urban Champion, Gradius, Xevious, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, The Legend of Kage, Elevator Action, Tecmo Bowl, Excitebike, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Galaga, and Punch-Outs.
Catch them all.
Wow. Now we got 2 to Super Nintendo.
There are so many games in that list that are just terrible.
Yes, I know.
But Tecmo Bowl is good fun.
He's forgetting things as he talks.
Yeah, Star Wars games.
No.
Return of the Jedi, that kind of stuff. That would be awesome. I'd love that game. So you go up to the like part where they have the guy come up and he says in that horrible NES voice, use the Force. I just love that part.
Use the Force.
Yeah.
So cool.
I was like, it was awesome. I wouldn't even play past that. I would like, as far as to walk over there and hear him say, yeah, that was awesome. Turn off. Well, because the game was so hard after a certain level, I couldn't get anywhere. I was like, come on, let's go back and listen to the Dear of the Force.
Oh.
Right.
What's this at? You want to just call rap anyway? Because I think we've bored the listeners to come in.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to ask Sal.
No.
Rick Croft.
No.
Why would you play Sonic 1 when Sonic Big Collection is out
and all that stuff?
Why would you buy games that were that weren't individually released and now individually released? And then there's that issue about how there's arcade conversions on these consoles and people release them. I mean, they release, like, Street Fighter. And they're going down the ropes, like, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Turbo,
it's kind of weak that, you know, we only get Street Fighter 2 and, where is he?
Yeah, the HD version of, Street Fighter 2.
Coming out for the Xbox Live, and pretty much you're probably for the same price on, you know, the virtual console for...
They already got Street Fighter Super whatever.
Online.
See, yeah. Awesome extra number 3.
You forgot the alpha in there.
Oh, sorry.
Plus the X.
Hyper Super.
Hello, Zeph.
So why did you buy Sonic 1 when you could have mostly gotten it on Sonic Mega Collection? I'm serious.
Because I didn't buy Sonic Mega Collection, didn't want to buy Sonic Mega Collection. Oh, burn!
In your face.
But it's $20 versus $8. If you buy that and Sonic Spinball, that's $16.
Okay, fine. I'll give the same reason that I give for paying $15 a month on City of Heroes. It was my dad money.
Your dad money? It
was my dad money.
That's an excellent reason.
Okay.
I've been burned last week.
I want to spend your money on things too.
It's very easy to spend other people's money, huh?
Yeah.
It is exceptionally easy. It's the benefits of being an only child.
Same here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I have three siblings, so. I get no money.
I'm
going to borrow money from me. You see?
That's a bad sign. You
may try to have a couple $100, so I'm sure.
Well,
maybe that's in early.
My family's going to be bumming vacations off in the fall, so.
Wow, no, I wouldn't pay for some of those vacations, I. So, I wouldn't pay for bills and things. That's the extent of that.
That's responsible. We want responsible here.
Yeah, I know.
So, I think we're going to wrap up and get into some dooming. So, before we do that, Andrewsy, you're sorry, moderator. Is there anything you guys would like to say first? Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be on the cast again.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
You're
going to
go
to pool, wait. I don't see how having two instances apart, man, is kind of
bad. I'm not part man.
He's like the love shit. Sane Bartman that doesn't do weird voices.
Are you saying he's just conscience?
If you want me to do weird voices, then I can do weird voices, but I sound doing like Bartman does all the time.
Well, hello, friend. You know what that means, Jeremiah? Oh,
really?
Light that up. Sorry, Mont. That's exactly what I said, Mister.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to do a duet singing to go out on. What kind of song do we sing?
No.
That's never gonna happen ever.
Wait. I think I got it. I forgot the song.
God no. I said no.
God!
You're right, I don't think we'll take part in this, but I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. I
would love the island. Get off here, naked Richard. We don't want you
here. You've lost the game.
Oh, damn it, I lost the game. In fact, you all just lost the game. Congratulations.
Took a sandwich. Andrew, see, is there anything you'd like to say? Or I'm sorry that your first appearance looks so bad.
His first appearance? Will there be subsequent appearances?
Well, probably not.
Well, we like to give people hope.
Okay.
Well, I just don't believe it. Want to come back? I mean, come on after this.
Don't let Bartman fool you with his crackiness.
No. Did you have an okay time?
Well, it's not this right. Evil.
Okay. That is well, this is not, at least it's not Gatter.
Yeah, Gatter is evil.
Exactly.
Oh. My present day is awesome. Exactly. Much like Stakeout.
Oh, finally some Transformers references. I was waiting for that. Now all is well in the world.
Yes.
Oh, you want Transformers references? The movie is going to be good. Anyone who tells you otherwise is wrong.
Okay.
That's so extreme.
It's like the Sonic movie, except more extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Exactly.
Let's go.
So, actually, Rick, before we go, Andy, I have to ask you a cool question. Whenever Sonic disagrees with you on a Transformers form, do you say, well, I'm the guy who likes Sonic Adventure 2, so you know.
I like Sonic Adventure 2, too.
He's the guy who says, I like Armada, so you know.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We're sailing on long.
Oh!
Now it's my day.
I gotta announce something, too.
You're pregnant?
Yes, I'm having her man baby.
Nice.